Saturday, April 4th. This morning I spent with Linda working on pictures to complete a sort of a montage to go above the mantelpiece in her room. Heard how she'd had a really delightful time at the dance the night before. She danced every dance, seen a lot of gay people, participated in just exactly the sort of life that a 20-year-old ought to when living in the White House. So the strings of frustration bound a little tighter around me, recognizing that Donald Dreher came over during the morning, my architect friend, to discuss turning the cabinet space in my combination dressing room and office into something beautiful rather than something that looks like it was run up in a temporary army barracks in 24 hours. Then I had lunch in my room and worked and went over to the bowling alley with Linda Bird in the late afternoon for a game. And then we came back and watched a movie, Night Must Fall, with Alan Finney. A deliciously scary suspense movie. Let me not forget what luxury it is to sit in a comfortable, overstuffed chair on the front row with popcorn and a drink watching a movie. If ever I object to shaking 3,000 hands, I hope I remember that I have this sort of a privilege, too, in this spot where I find myself.